Ezras Hashem Yisparich, today's daf is Yud Beis in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is going to conclude its discussion of whether the world was created in Tishrei or in Nisan, and is going to give us the Halacha L'maisa application of those discussions, and then we're going to get into the Halachos of Maisros, which will take us through Yud Beis Amid Aleph and Yud Beis Amid Beis with the halachos of Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Let's begin where we left off, quite a bit into Yud Beis Amid Aleph, about 8 lines in Tanur Rabbanan. Chachmei Yisrael Moinin L'Mabel K'Rebi Eliezer U'L'Tkufa K'Rebi Yehoshua. The conclusion of the Chachmei Yisrael is that when it comes to calculating the years of the world and the Mabel, we follow the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, and we count from Tishrei. Rashi will explain the significance of this. However, when it comes to the Tkufa, when it comes to calculating the seasons, then we follow Rabbi Yehoshua. Rashi explains when we say Shnos Noach, it doesn't only mean the years of Noach, but it also means in general, calculating the timing of the world. However, it's not because we have concluded that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is correct, that the world was created in Tishrei, but rather, since Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah for calculating years, so then that's how we calculate the calculations of the Seder Olam, if you will. However, when it comes to the Tkufas, when it comes to the actual order of the seasons, which is dependent on when the world was created, there we follow Rabbi Yehoshua, there we follow Nisan. Chachmei Umos HaOlam, however, the secular world, Monin Afla Mabel K'Rabbi Yehoshua, they calculated like Rabbi Yehoshua, they calculated from Nisan. Rashi explains that the Nafkamina of whether the Tkufa begins is calculated from Tishrei or Nisan is going to be the following. Says Rashi and Dibur HaMaskil L'Tkufa K'Rabbi Yehoshua, that if the Tkufa of Nisan is in the fourth part of the year, the last fourth, as opposed to being in the beginning of the year, so then in such a case, then the Tkufa will begin three quarters into the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. However, if the Tkufa, of course, is the first Tkufa of the year, then it will start in the beginning of the day. There's a lot more to say in regards to Tkufas and the previous Cheshbonos in the Gemara, but for the Daf Yomi will suffice with this. We learned in the Mishnah Lirakos that the halacha is that Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Irakos. Tana Lirakos L'maisros V'Linadarm. We learn that this halacha applies not only to Irakos, but also for Maaser Nedarim. L'Irakos Ma'ininu, what are we referring to when we talk about vegetables? Maaser Yerek, the Maaser on vegetables, Hainu Maaseres, is the same thing. It's one and the same. Both of them are Maaseres. Rashi explains to us in Dibur HaMaskil V'Irakos on the second white line that the Maaser has the significance of Rosh Hashanah, that you're not allowed to use the new vegetables and take off truma from the yashan al hachadash or hachadash al yashan. Answers the Gemara, Tana de Rabbanan. First we taught the halacha de Rabbanan, Viktani daraisa, and then we learned the din daraisa. In other words, first we tell us the halacha of chadash and yashan, says Rashi, by Maaser Yerek, and then we tell us the halacha of Maaser Dagon, that it also, not only does the din daraisa have this halacha, so too the din daraisa. Asks the Gemara, isn't that backwards? For listening daraisa bereisha, shouldn't you learn the halacha daraisa first? Answers the Gemara, aydi dechaviva le'akdim. Since the words of the Chachamim are dear to us, even though in terms of seder chashivus, the din daraisa would come first, nevertheless, we learn the din darabanan because that was developed more by the Rabbanan, and therefore there was more work on that development, and that is Chaviv Le, so that comes first.
V'tana didan, tana de Rabbanan, now our tana learns the de Rabbanan, v'kol shekein d'araisa, and then says, and certainly the din d'araisa has this halacha that you can't take off from the yashan on the chadash, the old with the new, and vice versa, and therefore there's no need for the statement that's mentioned in the Braisel, Yirakos, L'maisros, L'nedarim, there's no need for that in our Mishnah. So what emerges is there are two teachings. One is our Mishnah, which only mentioned Yirakos, and then there is the Braisa that's mentioned above that said Li Yirakos Lemaisros Vilinadarim, and our Mishnah didn't need to say Maisros because if the halacha is that you can't meet Torim Minachadash al Yashan for Yirakos, which is only Durabbanan, certainly when it comes to Maisros, you can't do it. Asks the Gemara, the listening Maiser, why does the Braisa say Maisros in the plural? It should just say Maiser. Answers the Gemara, Echa Maiser Behema Ve'echa Maiser Dagan. Because there are two issues where you have to separate from one Rosh Hashanah and one year to the next when it comes to Maiser. One is Maiser Behema, giving the tenth of one's flock as Maiser, and then the mitzvah Maiser Dagan. Velisni Yerek. And why doesn't it say Yerek in the singular? Why does it say it in the plural? Both in the case of our Mishnah as well as in the case of the Braisa. Answers the Gemara, Trei Gavni Yerek, because there are two different halachos in regards to vegetables. Disnat, as we learned in the Mishnah in Maestros, Yerek HaNe'egad Mishi Ya'aged V'she'eno Ne'egad Mishi Yimalei Es HaKli. To understand this halacha, we need an introduction, and that is the halacha that the Chiyuv of Maiser, the prohibition of eating tevel, fruits or vegetables that have not been tithed, is only when there is gemar malacha, when the food is entirely complete and is ready to be eaten bekeva, when it's ready to be eaten in a normal manner. However, b'achilas arai, it is permissible if it has not been finished in its preparation for normal eating. Says the Mishnah in Maestros, what is the definition when it comes to vegetables? When it is tied together. If it's a type of vegetable that's tied together, it's Mishiya Aged. And then there's another type of vegetable that's not normally tied together, but is filled in a basket. So when does it have its gomer, its completion for Maestros? Mishiya Malei Sakli, when it's filled in the basket. So that's why there are two different Yirakos who have two different Shiurim. Tosis points out on the bottom line in Yibezim and Aleph that this halacha applies in regards to whether it's complete for the halacha of Maisros, but in regards to the prohibition of being Torim min hachadosh hayashan, the new on the old, that is only dependent on the Lakita, the time in which it has been picked.
The Gemara continues two lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbana Liket Yerek Er Rosh Hashanah. If he picked a vegetable before Rosh Hashanah, Achlo Tavoy Hashemesh, so when he picked it, it wasn't yet the new year, and then he took a vegetable already on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Here, Tosis points out on the top, we now go to Yud Beis and Mabez, that the Yerushalmi, of course, is bothered that at the end of the day, how could he be picking on Rosh Hashanah? So we're talking about where a Nachri did the picking, the second picking. So the second picking was, as the Gemara says, the beginning of Yud Beis and Mabez, Mishutave Hashemesh, Ein Tarmin Umaisra Mizalza. Then in such a case, the Truma and the Maisras cannot go from one on the next. Lefisha Ein Tarmin Umaisrin, Loi Min HaChadosh Ala Yashan, Velo Min HaYashan Ala Chadosh. Because you can't take off Truma and Maisras from the old onto the new, and the new onto the old. Im Haisa Shnei Nechneses L'Shlishis, and if we were talking about the second year of the Shemitah cycle going into third year, so then there is a difference in the halachos of Maiser. The halacha is that the Maiser of the third year is Maiser Rishon, which goes to Levi, but instead of Maiser Sheni, which is brought and eaten in Yerushalayim, in the third and the sixth year, it's Maiser Ani, the tenth goes to the Ani. So it says, the Tosefta, Maiser Shnia Nechnasas, L'Shlishis, so if we're talking about where parts were taken in the second year and parts in the third year, Shnia, those that were taken in the second year, Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni, Shlishis, but that which was taken on the night of Rosh Hashanah, Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani. Now the Gemara begins the topic of Maiser Ani, a important source, seven lines from the top on Yud Beis and Beis. Minan Emili, how do we know that in the third and the sixth year is Maiser Ani? Amar Yeshua ben Levi, the Pasuk says in the end of Devarim, in Parshas Kisavu, if I'm not mistaken, Kisichal Laser is Kol Maaser Tfuascha Bashon HaShlishis Shnas HaMaaser, that when you have concluded to take off the Maaser that's necessary, so then we do vidui meisras. Chazal darshin no shnasa meisr shana she'emba ela meisr echad. That takes place in the year where there's only one meisr, because the lashon of the pasuk la'aser es kol ma'asar doesn't speak about two meisras. And generally, there are two meisras. There's meisr Rishon, and there's Meiser Sheni. Why was Meiser Sheni forgotten about? Haketzad, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, Meiser Ani. There you have the Meiser Rishon and the Meiser Ani. Meiser Sheni Yivatel, that there is, during the second year, there's something that wasn't given, hence is referred to as Ma'asar. O Eino Ella, says the Gemara, well, if it's in the singular, so then maybe O Eino Ella af Meiser Rishon am Yivatel. Maybe also the Meiser Rishon you're also Yivatel. Maybe when the Pasuk says, Ki Sechal La'aser is Kol Ma'asar Tfuascha, it's coming to tell you that there isn't even Meiser Ani. Talmud Lomer, that's why the Pasuk says, Ve'el Avim Tedaber V'amart Oleim, Ki Sichu Me'ez B'nei Yisrael Asa Ma'aser Shenasati Lechem. Me'itam B'nachala Seichem. Hekishu HaKosu L'nachala. The Torah equates the Meiser to a Nachla, to inheritance. Ma Nachla ain't la hefsek. When it comes to Meiser Rishon, it's like an inheritance, that there is no break in the inheritance.
Just like an inheritance, particularly the inheritance in Eretz Yisrael that is being described here in the Pasuk, Ve'el alevim tedaber v'amart lehem ki sikhu me'eis b'nei Yisrael ha-maser shenasat lechem eitem. It came from your Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, which is passed down from generation to generation. So too, Meiser Rishon doesn't have an interruption. Gemara says, Tanya na mihachi, we'll follow that girsa. Ki sechalu la'aser, shana she'im bo ala Meiser echad. The lashon from the pasuk of Parshas Kisavu that we mentioned before speaks about la'aser. That's a year that has Meiser Echad. Hakeitzad, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani, Meiser Sheni, Yivatel. That you have Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani, and Meiser Sheni is Batel. Yochel asks the Gemara, Af Meiser Rishon, Nami Yivatel. I might think that also Meiser Rishon should be nullified. Talmud Lomer, Ava Levi. Now we have another source to bring home the same point. Kol Zman Sheba Tenlo. Whenever the Levi comes, automatically you give him Divrei Reb Yehuda, and therefore there is always Meiser Rishon. Of course, Meiser Rishon goes to the Levi. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer Ein Tzarech Harei Oimer Ve'el Alavim Tedaber V'Amar Talem Ki Sichu Me'es Bnei Solas HaMaser Sher Nasati Lechem Me'itam B'Nachlas Chem Ikishu HaKlasu L'Nachlas. Same drasha that we mentioned above. Ma Nachla Ein Lo Hefsek Af Meiser Rishon Ein Lo Hefsek. Just like a Nachla has no interruption, so too Meiser Rishon does not have an interruption as well. Since tomorrow's daf really relates very much to the halachos of the topics of the end of today's daf, we will stop already at Vilna Nedarim, at the two dots over here, because immediately after two dots, almost immediately after, begins the topics of lish, fruit that has grown one-third, and we'll leave that for Beis Hashem tomorrow. This Beis Hashem concludes daf Yud Beis in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.